When Abraham was 90 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am El Shaddai, God Almighty. Serve me faithfully and live a blameless life. How blessed was Abraham? Well, how scared he would have been conversing with God, appearing to him, saying, I am El Shaddai, God Almighty. But that commandment to him, serve a faithful life and a blameless life. You know, this is what God calls us to do. He's called from Abraham all the way through the Bible, through time, to us today, to live a faithful and blameless life. And we might find that harder, a lot harder than all of those before they received the Holy Spirit, to live a faithful and blameless life. Well, we can live a faithful life. We know God and we need to understand him more, pray to him, know his scriptures. You know, there's so many things that we can do to know God more, go to church, worship him with our brothers and sisters in Christ. And that's living a faithful life. Living a blameless life is sometimes harder. We are in a sinful world. Even though the blood of Christ has washed away our sins, we can still sin. And what we need to do is call upon God through the Holy Spirit to help us to live that blameless life. We see Jesus, who lived a blameless life. We will never be able to live a life that Jesus lived here on earth. He was sinless, and we will always sin. But what we have to do is to sin less. And in some areas where those sins are bad, that we sin no more. We just have to stop cold turkey. And it might be hard, but we now have God in us. You know, Abraham probably thought, how can I do this, Lord? How can I live a faithful and blameless life, knowing the person that I am? That's a question that we can ask ourselves as well, and probably should. But God reminds us, now you know me, you have the Holy Spirit in you, and I will be with you. I'll be protecting you and helping you to live a sinless and blameless life as much as possible. But we work with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit helps us, but we have to have self-control as well. We have to help ourselves not to do those sins, even when those sins are really tempting to do. It might be that we're alone. It might be that we're angry. It might be that we're sad. It might be that we're frustrated. But we have to remove ourselves from those situations to make sure that we are tempted to sin. We have to not just rely on God fully, but God is expecting us to grow in our faith. And sometimes when it's just too hard for us, then we need to pray and even fast and call out to God and say, God, please help me. We need to go to his word and see how his Bible can help us. But we also have our brothers and sisters in Christ who can walk with us on that journey. Abraham was known for all of the good that he did. He heard God's command and, you know, he lived that life that he was asked. We need to live that life that we are asked, not for our glory, but to bring glory to God. And as people see us living that life, they will say to us, you know, you're different now. Why? And we can always point to God and then point God to them. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to Christ, we do pray that we can live a faithful and blameless life in your sight. Where we can't, Lord, please help us. But we will try to do that as well. Amen.